This is Yankees Rewind.
That ball is high. It is far.
WCBS 880 New York.
Cleveland wins it by the score of 6-4, and Cleveland has ousted the Yankees in the playoffs as they win the division series 3-1, and now the semifinalists in baseball's tournament are set. In the National League Championship Series, it'll be Colorado playing at Arizona beginning on Thursday. And in the American League, in the ALCS, it'll be Cleveland playing up at Fenway Park against Boston. Those are both 4 out of 7. And believe me, the Yankees would like this series to be 4 out of 7. So Cleveland wins it by the score of 6-4. For the Indians, 6 runs, 13 hits, no errors, they left 11. For the Yanks, 4 runs, 12 hits, no errors, they left 10. Paul Byrd is the winner. Chin-Ming Wong is the loser. And Cleveland wins the American League Division Series 3-1. Once again, the final score, the Indians 6 and the Yankees 4. New York Yankees baseball is a production of WCBS News Radio 880 and the New York Yankees. Studio operations by Chris Rausch. Tape editor Dave O'Hara. Technical operations Dan Ginsberg. Production assistant is Rick Rausch. The coordinating producer is David Mayernick. And the executive producer of Yankees baseball is Tim Schell.
You're listening to the WCBS Yankees Rewind.
You're going to have to bear with me here because you know me. I cry at Cinderella, and I can't believe what's going on in there. What's going on in that clubhouse and what Joe Torre is saying at the podium, John, this rivals that plane ride from Seattle because everybody knows there's going to be a lot of changes here, and people are absolutely saying goodbye to each other. And it's a very, very tough place to be right now. Joe Torre is at the podium. And the first thing he said was that he wanted to congratulate Eric Wedge the way he turned this team around. And if you make a mistake, they'll pummel you. And that's exactly what they did. Then obviously the first question was about his future. He didn't want to talk about that. He said, "I told the players I was so proud of what they did. They were in a hole. Sometimes you get complacent. Sometimes you forget how hard it is. We didn't forget." And then he said something that we all looked at each other. He said, "This Yankee team has a great future. It's got a lot of young kids. There is no question about the ability of these people. They're very impressive." He said, "You think it's going to last forever," and this is rough. He's your friend. He said, this has been the best 12 years of my life. I wouldn't have missed this for anybody. Now, I was okay, actually, until I went into the clubhouse, and the coaches are sitting in Torre's office, and they are watching this. And the tears that you hear in my voice are coming down the faces of the coaches in that coach's room.
Well, Susan, in life, unfortunately, all good things come to an end. Joe's had a phenomenal 12 years, 6 World Series appearances, 4 championships, and 12 postseason appearances in 12 years, and 10 division winners. And he has become large in life. He's going to the Hall of Fame. He's made a lot of money. He has great security for Allie and for Andrea Ray, and one more thing that I can say on the air, I don't know if he wants, I think he does, but I don't know if he wants it. If he's not back with the Yankees when the inevitable coach managerial openings occur, he'll get his pick. Now, I'm not saying he'll take it. Depends what the job is, et cetera, yada, yada. And one more thing, as you know, Susan, he's so great on the air, he'll also get million-dollar offers from broadcasting, and he doesn't have to be, you know, the athlete coming in there. He can be the lead because he's so great on the air. So Joe's going to land on his feet if he's not back. But I'm sure it's very, very sad down there. But you know,
I agree with you with that. I just got the feeling from listening to him that he thinks he's got more to give,
right,
and he's got more to do. And I don't disagree. Johnny Damon said that because of Joe Torre, we became a team here this year. Joe talked to us after the game. He talked about the season. He said, Johnny Damon said, "We know what happened. It just ends so quickly. All of a sudden, it's over. This was a pretty inspirational team." And he has played, and he was talking in the past too. There's a lot of we were a great team. There's a lot of past tense going on in there from a lot of the veterans. As Joe Torre said, you know, it's been 12 years and it felt like it's been 10 minutes. And, you know, we've said that a lot ourselves, that this season has just flown by, and there will be changes, and we know that there are changes in life, and you do go forward. You know, some are more painful than others. This team does have a great future. You and I were going over the pitching staff for next year, and just off the top of my head, if you've got Wong and Jabba and Phil Hughes and Ian Kennedy, and Messina's back for another year, and whether Andy Pettit decides to come back or not, we don't know yet. I think it's a little early to discuss that. By the way, when Joe took Wong out, he went over to him and he said, don't let what happened today affect what you did this season, okay? And, you know, Wong, very stalwart and doesn't have a lot of emotion. But Joe wanted to make sure that he wouldn't go through the whole winter thinking that his season had been a failure because he didn't pitch well in his last game.
Well, he's won 19 in a row, 2 years in a row, and I agree with you. I think Pettit will come back, depending on what changes are made. You know, he loved Joe so much. They all love Joe so much. But if Joe doesn't come back, depends who they replace him with, and then I think the Pettits and Posadas and Marianos will all make their decisions. And if you have Wong, Pettit, Messina, Chamberlain, Hughes, Kennedy, that's six pitches with which to choose, and that's awfully good. And of course, you got Mariano anchoring your bullpen. That's pretty good. Well, anyway, Susan.
I guess I was just trying to explain. It's quite frankly very tough
well,
in
sure,
there.
Sure, because it's the end of an era.
Yeah, it really is. And
it's been a great era. It's been an era where the Yankees have, on a regular basis, now sell 50,000 seats to every game and draw 4,250,000. Think of that. And they're going to draw that next year in the last year of Yankee Stadium, and they'll be drawing phenomenal crowds in the new Yankee Stadium. So.
And you know what? I think we all got, and I think everybody should, what you and I have been talking about before, it's just not that easy. It's not that easy. And when you look at the eight teams that were in the playoffs, started the playoffs this year, now with the Yankees gone, none of them were in it last year. Of the eight teams, only the Yankees were in it last year. Parity has come to baseball. It's not the same. The game has changed. I know it's easy to say, well, if you didn't get to a World Series, your season's a failure. It's not that easy anymore, folks. The game has changed. The rules have changed. And parity has come here. And it's a competitive balance. They've wanted it. They've gotten it. And now you're going to get this kind of thing year after year. You're not going to have this kind of thing. I'm not sure you're going to see it again.
I think you're right. Certainly you can see that's the way baseball is going, because we've had a different World Series champion for, 7 years?
Mm-hmm.
And there's going to be a new one this year because the old one didn't make it into the playoffs.
Indeed.
Susan, thank you for everything.
Well, thank you for everything.
Hey, sports fans, keep up with your team at 15 and 45 past every hour, every day on WCBS 880 New York.
Well, back at Yankee Stadium for the final time in 2007. Let's give out the awards. The player of the game, we're going to give it to Paul Byrd, because he was expected to get banged and batted around. Instead, he competed. He hung in there. He did get an early lead. He went five innings, giving up two runs and eight hits, but he outpitched Chinming Wong, and basically that's why Cleveland won the ball game. So the player of the game is sponsored by your Tri-State Quality Ford dealer. Check out the Ford F-150 with the strongest frame in its class. Ford, bold moves, and Paul Byrd is our player of the game. The cut above the rest, a feature of on-base percentage, is brought to you by Supercuts. Precision haircuts for the entire family. Without question, Grady Sizemore, the leadoff hitter, is the cut above the rest. Grady homered. He grounded into a double play, but that knocked in a run. He walked, he singled, and he was intentionally walked. So he was on base 4 out of 5 times. And Grady Sizemore, a cut above the rest. Brought to you by Supercuts. All the guests on Yankees postgame received dinner for two at a Benihana restaurant, an experience at every table. Well, unfortunately, there will be no future game for the Yankees in 2007. They've been eliminated by the Indians. The Indians will open up Friday in Boston against the Red Sox. And the National League will have Colorado at Arizona, and they begin a day earlier on Thursday. And our next Yankees game will be the first Saturday in March from Legends Field in Tampa. I don't have the starting pitches for you yet, but the Yankees will play somebody, and we will let you know when it all will begin. I'll tell you when it will begin. It'll begin the first Saturday in March. The Yankees play a Saturday afternoon game the first Saturday in March every year, and we will be covering it. So, and we thank you from the bottom of our hearts for you being such a marvelous audience all year long. Susan and I would like to hug every one of you. Really, really do mean it. Very sad occasion when it ends, huh? If it doesn't end with you winning the last game, it's very, very sad. The production assistant is Rick Rausch. Our fabulous producer-engineer is Carlos Silva. My Yankees compañera, who I love dearly, Susan Waldman, and I'm John Sterling, saying so long from Yankee Stadium. We'll see you along the line, beginning in March, from Yankee Spring Training in Tampa, here on the New York Yankees Radio Network.
WCBS Yankees Rewind.
Yankees win!